Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm here working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's a follow-up to yesterday's show. See, on yesterday's show, we started the what we call our free workshop. In other words, I started giving you the free workshop that we offer across the country in live. Well, it's normally in a live format, but with what's going on in the world right now, we've gone to a completely non-live format. We've gone to a virtual format. We are offering the free workshop in live modalities where you can sign up and you can attend that free workshop with a bunch of other people, and it's interactive. We have the ability to send you the free workshop through a video clip so that, you know, you can watch it in the convenience of your own home or wherever you're at. And on today's show, we're trying it on radio. I'm giving you the free workshop, the same thing we do in all of those other mediums, right here on the radio, because we want you to hear what we have to say about real estate investing. We want you to understand that there's a different approach to getting yourself retired. And on that note, some of the things we covered yesterday, I introduced you to Lifestyles Unlimited. I told you about Del Walmsley and his vision for the organization. We talked about the mission statement of Lifestyles Unlimited, which is simply this: retire yourself in 5 years or less, replace earned income with passive income, and stop depending on 401ks, IRAs, and pensions for your retirement. Then we got into the six steps that you need to go through to migrate your mindset from a middle-class mindset over to a millionaire's mindset. And we talked about having the right map for investing. And to be honest with you, it needs to be more than just right. It needs to be effective. So at the end of the day, you have to have an effective map to get you where you're trying to get to. We talked about the fact that you can't do it yourself, or you should do it by yourself, but not, well, how do I say that? I told you the jokes, like I said yesterday, any joke I attempt on this particular show is not going to be very good, so I apologize up front for it. Principle number two is do it yourself, not by yourself. And we talked about some of the reasons that millionaires effectively leverage other people in order to get what they want, which brought us to principle number three, which is helping others. One of the things that we do as investors is we provide a service to people as opposed to just adding value to a property. Now, a flipper adds value to a property, but they don't provide the service. So they get in, they get out. And I'll tell you what, there's some serious tax consequences for doing that. See, the flipper, any earnings that they make is taxed at ordinary income. Plus, they get the benefit of paying both Social Security and Medicare taxes. Both sides works out to be about 15.5%. So, you know, ultimately the flipper, you know, they could be taking anywhere from 40 to 50% of their earnings and giving it to the government versus the investor. Once we own the property for a year and a day, if we decide to dispose of the property and sell it, we're only liable for the capital gains taxes. We're not liable for all that other stuff, which makes it nice. And I concluded yesterday by basically telling you this: if you have a flipper that makes $12,000 per flip, okay, and that's after they pay the taxes and everything, okay, and you have an investor that's got 10 single family houses or a 40 unit apartment complex, and in either in those modalities, it's providing $4,000 a month of income to that investor. How long does the flipper have to go before he runs out of money, or how long can he go? Well, at the end of the day, it's 3 months, and during that time, he's either got to be working and hustling to get his next flip on, or he's got to have one simultaneously going, because, you know, flips take a little bit of time, and he's consuming all of his profits by basically providing himself a job. Now, the real estate investor, we're not providing ourselves a job. What we're doing is we're providing ourselves passive income. Now, Now, is there anything wrong with dealing? No, but it's important that you understand the difference in the importance of passive income in order to have financial freedom. Otherwise, you've simply replaced your job with the job of being a flipper. And, excuse me, I need to conclude that statement by saying this. If either household, either the flipper's household or the real estate investor's household, spends about $4,000 a month in normal household expenses, sorry, I had to clear my throat there. If either, both households are spending $4,000 a month to maintain their households, how long can the flipper go until he runs out of money? Well, basically 3 months, right? If he's making $12,000, he can go 3 months, then he's out of money. Versus the real estate investor that is bringing in $4,000 of passive income on a monthly basis. When does that person have to go back to work if their expenses are $4,000 a month? The answer is never. Essentially, they've retired themselves, and that's what we're trying to get at for you. Now, principle number four is leverage. It's using the concept of other people's time, other people's money, and other people's knowledge. And if you want to make a lot of money, you have to help a lot of people. And just like the self-made millionaires, you need to be leveraged. Leveraged with other people's time, other people's money, and other people's knowledge. Now, to illustrate this point, I'd like to use a little story about a gentleman you might have heard of by the name of Mike Tyson. He was a prize fighter from back in the 1980s. And you see, Tyson never had a formal education. But by the time he was 20 years old, he had what many would consider a doctoral degree in the art of boxing. But he also knew that having that knowledge or skill in itself would not make him rich. Think about it. If he went out in front of his house and he started beating people up, would he make any money? No, quite the contrary. He would more likely get arrested and hauled off to jail. But he knew that if he could beat up just one person in front of millions of people in the right venue, he could make about $30 million per fight. And in the months preceding a fight, do you think Tyson put off training, eating right, and staying focused so that he could instead go out and promote himself all over the world, get a venue under contract, and take care of all the details so that millions would want come watch him fight? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to finish the Mike Tyson story for you because it's going to be a pretty interesting story. It's going to open up your mind, and we'll get into the other principles as well as some deals that we do and the way we buy real estate. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, what we're doing today is we're doing a audio version of our free workshop. At least I'm doing it for you. And what I want to tell you is this. If you know that you're ready to take action, you want to get started with the Lifestyles Unlimited educational programs, you want to take advantage of our two-day live financial freedom seminar. All you need to do is go to givemetotalfreedom.com. That's givemetotalfreedom.com. When you enter the promo code of Al, what you'll see is that the already low price of $740, the retail price, is going to be magically reduced to $197. And the reason we're doing it is because we know that, you know, it's a tough time for you right now. We need to get you going with real estate, and there's no better way to do that than to give you a rock bottom price point. It costs In my opinion, I think it costs us more to provide the education than that that amount of money actually covers. So it is what it is. It's a great opportunity. I will tell you, I spent a lot more than that to join Lifestyles Unlimited. And, you know, one of the things people would say is, well, are you bitter about that? You spent more? And the answer is no. I absolutely got all of my money's worth, and I started doing this, you know, 2.5, almost 3 years ago, and it has radically changed my life. So I think you should know that. Anyhow, let's get back into the free workshop. Now, in the first segment, I was covering leverage, using other people's time, other people's money, and other people's knowledge. And I was giving you an analogy of Mike Tyson and the fact that, you know, he was a prize fighter back in the 80s, and everybody's heard of him, you know, whether you heard of him as the boxer or the guy that bit the guy's ear off, or the guy that got the face tattoo, or the guy that went to jail, whoever. We're focusing on his boxing career. In the months preceding a fight, do you think Tyson put off training, eating right, and staying focused so that he could go out instead and promote himself all over the world, get a venue under contract, and take care of all the details so that millions would come to watch him fight? Absolutely not. Tyson leveraged the time, money, and knowledge of many people along his career path to make that happen. His mentor and trainer, Custy Amato, Don King as promoter, and Donald Trump for the venue in Atlantic City. You see, Tyson had people on his team who were focused and utilized according to their expertise. And Tyson had basically, he made a ton of money beating people up because he had the right people in his corner. What you need to ask yourself is this: who's in your corner? Who's putting their expertise to work for you in order to reach your goals? For most people, it's all too common, this ineffective answer: me, myself, and I. So who's in your corner? I know for me, I thought I had at least one person on my team, my financial planner. And he was always told, he always told me that I should have a diversified portfolio so that one stock or fund isn't performing so well. Yeah, look at what's going on in the market today. Another would offset it in the opposite direction, keeping my portfolio hovering somewhere just above zero at about a 7 to 8% holding, you know, in the long term. Now, this is not to put down financial planners in any way. They are very well-intended, intelligent people. But why would we seek advice on how to achieve financial independence from anyone who is not yet financially independent themselves? From someone that's in the same boat that we're in, who's still working 50 to 60 hours a week, dependent on that paycheck. We need to start looking to people who have been to Disney World for the map to follow for financial independence. Millionaires and billionaires like Warren Buffett, Sam Walton, Peter Lynch, Bill Gates, and our own Del Walmsley. Did you know that Warren Buffett calls diversification de-worsification? After all, when we think about it, diversification is a planned strategy to minimize your losses. Do you think that any of these millionaires and billionaires go into business ventures with their most important strategy being one to minimize losses? No. They go into a business deal to maximize returns. This goes back to the millionaire in the middle class mindset. So let me share with you a couple of idioms, and let's get your response on these things. Let's see where you're at on the transition phase here. I always thought it's wise to learn from other people's what. And a lot of you are thinking mistakes. Well, you're wrong. A millionaire's mindset would think it is best to learn from other people's successes, because if you spend all of your time learning what doesn't work, you'll never get around to learning what does. So let me give you one more, and I'll give you a slightly easier one. We should never put all our eggs into what? Exactly, one basket. I was taught that. I absolutely was taught that. But actually, Andrew Carnegie said this. He said, the way to become rich is to put all your eggs in one basket and then make sure nobody kicks it over. Yeah, that's the way it works. So let's get into principle number 5, which is goals. In order to chart this effective map, we have to know what your goals are. And we have to know, that our current map has us spending 35 to 40 years trading our time for money in order to buy stuff that's not getting us to Disney World. You know, that place of peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. So we ask ourselves this: Are these really the goals I intended for myself, or are these just the goals that society had set for me? Well, let's take a look at our educational goals from a different perspective. Now, most of us don't go out and get a college degree for the sake of education itself or simply to enlighten our minds. No, we get a degree in hopes of getting a higher paying job. Now, when we consider a college degree, we should first realize that we lose 4 to 5 years of earning ability while getting that degree. It's called an opportunity cost. In addition to the lost earnings, we also have to take a big chunk of money and give it to an educational institution. You know, this might be a vocational school costing around, I don't know, 20 grand, or a, you know, university costing around 80 or 100 grand. I don't know. We're looking at anywhere from, you know, 100 to maybe 200 grand going towards that degree. Then, in addition to the money that we just sacrificed, we also have to make personal sacrifices, you know, spending time attending classes, writing papers, studying for exams. Now, the reason why I want you to think about the time, money, and effort that goes into a college degree is because it's actually more time, money, and effort than most of our members spend on their first 10 houses. It's certainly more time, money, and effort than Dell spent on his first 200-unit apartment complex. We need to make sure that we're setting goals that achieve the most effective results for what we want out of life. And for most of us, getting all that we want out of life is achieved by building wealth first and then acquiring the symbols, not the other way around. Just think of it. If at the age of 18, we all went out and invested in 10 houses, bringing in, I don't know, $4,000 a month in passive income, or if we just teach our kids to do this when they turn the age of 18, they can actually do this with less money and effort than we spent on our degrees. And they can essentially retire by the time they are 23. And you know what? Then they can go to college. And guess what else they could do? They could pay for it themselves. Why? Well, you know, we would never have to rely on a job or corporation for a paycheck. You know, if this makes perfect sense to you, why do you think that so many people are reluctant to rechart their map and reassess their goals? Well, it's because the goals that we set for ourselves are directly related to our beliefs, which brings me to our last principle, which is principle number 6, which I'll get into right after the break. Remember, go to givemetotalfreedom.com, enter the promo code of Al, and get a tremendous offer to become a member of our organization.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, we are giving you part 2 of our free workshop. That's right. I am giving you an audio version of our free workshop. It's the same free workshop you would get if you went to a live event. But because we're not doing live events right now because of the current situation, we're giving the opportunity to hear the free workshop over the radio. Now, if you missed the first part of today's show or you missed yesterday's show, no problem. What you can do is you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. From there, you can click on the radio tab and you can get access to all of our shows in the form of a podcast. So you never have to go without any of the information that we're putting out. Also, if you're ready to pull the trigger and you know you want to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you want to take care of the absolutely ridiculously low price of $197, which is a dramatic reduction off of the already low retail price of $740, go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter the promo code of Al and you'll see that discount be applied and you can go ahead and get your membership started. So right now, let's get back into the sixth of six principles to a change mindset. The sixth principle is beliefs. And a belief is anything that we feel relatively secure about. But the thing about beliefs is that they don't have to be true to be debilitating. A false belief can stop you dead in your tracks just as if it was actually true. If you don't believe something is possible, you won't even set your sights on it. It won't be one of your goals. So if you want to get results in your life that are different from the ones that your current beliefs were aiming for, you have to start questioning your beliefs and make sure you don't have false beliefs holding you back from having the life you absolutely hope to have. But number one, you know, I think the number one thing that holds most of us back from making these changes is fear. And Zig Ziglar says that fear is usually false evidence appearing real. Now let's look at some of the more common fears or false evidence appearing real that tend to hold people back. The first one is risk. I've heard this one from people before. You can't guarantee what people are going to do once they're in your property. They could become totally negligent and burn the place down. And to that, as an educated investor, I say this: burn, baby, burn. Because I'm going to rebuild it to brand new condition using other people's money, called insurance. And I'm not even going to lose any of my income from the property while it's being rebuilt, because I'll have loss of rent insurance. Let the naysayers say what they will want to say. So, you know, okay, so they don't burn it down. But what about tenants trashing out the place and leaving in the middle of the night? You're up a creek, aren't you? Well, to that, I say this. We simply follow a strict tenant selection process that virtually takes that risk out of the equation. We screen out our tenants carefully from the largest possible selection of renters by providing the best product at the best price. And rest assured, we continually eliminate late night phone calls about clogged drains and leaky ceilings, because when you work up your rehab costs going into the deal, you're going to repair or replace everything to new or like new condition. If there's an appliance, a furnace, a hot water heater, a faucet or a drain in question, replace it. We don't take calls after 5 p.m. or on weekends because our tenants don't have to call us. When our tenants look at the property and can clearly see that everything is new or in great condition, they know that if it breaks, it's probably because they broke it. And in that case, it's in the lease that they pay for it. So really, when you talk about risk, do you want to know what the biggest risk is of all? Standing still, staying on that map that you've been following most of your life and not making a change. Now, the next fear is this: it's time. Let's look at this false belief about needing a lot of time to be a real estate investor. I have to tell you, I'm hooked on real estate investing, but not only for the life-changing financial benefits. I also love to get a bargain of any kind. And secondly, I love to take a property in despair and make it beautiful. But rest assured, when I say that I love to do these things, I'm only orchestrating the deal. I take full advantage of the power of leverage using other people's time, other people's money, and other people's knowledge. I don't touch a hammer, a paintbrush, or do any of the dirty work. Not that it's beneath me by any means. It's because I've learned with Lifestyles Unlimited that to become a successful investor, you shouldn't work in your business. You should always work on your business. And one of the first classes that you'll be exposed to is property locating when you come to our two-day financial freedom seminar. Here we show you how we don't look for properties or at properties. We teach you how to cultivate a team of 20 real estate agents who know you by name, know what you're looking for in a property, and in what areas you're interested to buy. The goal being that no matter what time you have, there are always 20 people out there looking at property and sending matches your way. And when one of your realtor team gets a listing that matches your criteria on the way back to the office, they may call you or email you even before putting it into the multiple listing service. So that's a good deal there. You know, it gives you the opportunity to get something right away before it goes on the full-fledged market. Now, the third risk that, or fear, I should say, is
is money. The first one was risk. The second one was time. Now let's talk about money. And use an example similar to the one that I used earlier in yesterday's show with the flipper. But instead, this time, we're going to purchase and rehab the property to buy, hold, and rent with a financing strategy using hard money. Is anyone familiar with the hard money loan? Yeah, I know all of you Lifestyles Unlimited members out there raising your hand are. I wasn't aware of it until, bottom line is, I wasn't aware of it before I learned about it here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And it's just one financing strategy that we use to help minimize our out-of-pocket expenses. In the short term, it's a short-term interest-only asset-based loan. Where unlike going straight into a conventional loan that will only finance 75% of the purchase price and you're left with the 25% down plus repair costs, a hard money loan will give you 70% of the after repair value at the initial purchase. Now, after repair value is the value of the property when it's all fixed up in great condition within the area. So let's give you an example. Let's go with an ARV or after repair value of $114,000. You can purchase it for $76,000. It needs repairs of about $14,000. So all in, you're going to need about $90,000 for a property that should be worth $114,000. When most people think of purchasing a piece of real estate, their mind usually goes back to when they bought their primary residence. In that case, the bank required you to put 20% down and all rehab came out of pocket. But even if you had put just $29,000, or even if you just had $29,000 sitting around in the bank, it would not be a very effective leverage of our money, would it? With hard money loans at 70% of our ARV, which is, $114,000, they will close the loan with around $80,000, meaning if you needed all in $90,000, your loan's going to be $80,000. You're going to need to come to the closing table with about $10,000. Now, you're going to have closing and holding expenses of about $5,000, meaning your total out of pocket is going to be about $15,000. Then, once you get the property rehabilitated and stabilized, then what you're going to do is you're going to go to your conventional lender. We recommend coming to our Lifestyles Unlimited conventional lenders because they know what we're doing and they get it. And they work with a lot of our hard money people. And by the way, it's all a part of your membership, access to the complete vendor list. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Let's get back on topic. So you're going to go back to that conventional lender and you're going to say, okay, I've fixed this property up now. It is now worth $114,000, in which case they're going to say, fine, now we'll loan you 75% of that number, not that original number. So they're going to give you $85,500. You're going to pay off your hard money loan of about $80,000. You're going to have a surplus of about $5,500 that, is going to cover additional closing costs and things like that. So the key thing is this: your total out of pocket for this deal was $15,000. Remember, the less out of pocket, the higher your returns. And that's what we're all about, focusing on those returns, getting those returns to where they need to be. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big picture and explain to you a little bit about the five ways we make money in real estate. And you're going to be wanting to hear everything I've got to say. We'll be back right after this.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
We are working on creating that lifestyle you've always wanted. Hey, we are working on a free workshop. We're in the final segment of a two-day show. If you missed any of this, you would like to pick it up, you can do so by going to lifestylesunlimited.com. Go to the radio tab and you can get all of our radio episodes there. Not only this show, but the Del Walmsley radio show also. It's all available to you. It's all there for your educational benefit. Now, in the last segment, I was talking a little bit about a property, you know, how we buy property using other people's money. And what I wanted to point out was this. There was in that particular example, we had an equity capture of $24,000. You divide that by the $15,000 out-of-pocket that we utilized, it gives you 160% return on your capital gain. Good number. Now, most income-producing properties in this market, at least where I'm hanging out, can produce about $400 a month for single family. Multifamily can produce about $100 per door. That's going to give you about $4,800 per year. That's like giving yourself a $4,800 a year raise. When's the last time your boss did that for you? And I'll tell you what, you take that $4,800 per year, you divide it by the $15,000 that you invested in the property, your cash on cash return is 32%. How's the stock market doing for you right now? Yeah, exactly. Look, I'd like to share with you the five reasons why choosing real estate over other investment options is, in our opinion, the best way to reach financial independence. Real estate makes money in the upmarket and in the down market. It really doesn't matter what kind of market. You simply change strategies according to the market. It's that easy. That's what we're doing right now. Cash flow. Did you know that since 1776, real estate has accounted for 90% of all millionaires in the United States? Building wealth is not about earning more money. It's about making your money work for you to meet or exceed your monthly bills. It's about creating those positive streams of cash flow that we've been talking about. Appreciation. The next is appreciation, and we don't even consider this in our evaluation of a deal, but in the years since real estate has been tracked, it has doubled in value every 10 to 20 years, faster in some areas, slower in others, but we have found that it tends to double every 10 to 20 years. There's equity capture. There is not a single person in this audience that can't go out in the next month or two and buy a deeply discounted property and increase your net worth with instant equity capture. Remember the $24,000 that we earned in the last deal divided by the $15,000 you put into the deal that gave you 160% return on your money? I talked about that just a few moments ago. Look, that's not speculating and hoping for value to go up. That's your unrealized capital gain from day one. We leave the speculating for Vegas and Wall Street because in our book, that's the same as gambling. There's principal pay down. The fourth reason is just icing on the cake. It's not the big money maker, but a positive aspect of real estate investing nonetheless. And that is equity buildup and principal pay down. Remember, your renter pays you rent each month, and you in turn pay the mortgage payment with their money. And in doing so, you're reducing the amount you owe on your property each time you make a payment. Consider that the 30-year returns in the stock market historically give 7 to 8%, and see that this is basically the weakest way we make money. We're just estimating that if you had a principal pay down of about $110 a month over 12 months, that would be about 1,350%, $1,350. You divide that by the $15,000 you put into the deal, it gives you about 8%. So that's the one way we make money that's about commensurate with what the stock market does. But then we've got all these other ways we make money. And here's the best one, the tax advantage. The fifth and final way that real estate makes us money is the tax advantage of passive income. Remember, as real estate investors, you'll be paying the lowest amount of taxes on your passive income than any other for-profit group in the United States. And this is because our legislators make the rules, and throughout the years, they have owned what? Yeah, exactly. Real estate. So let's take that $114,000 asset we used in the earlier example. Technically, your CPA will deduct the amount of land and depreciate the remaining amount of the structure. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we're going to talk about depreciation now. This is a hoot. So essentially, the IRS says that you can't depreciate land. A land is always there, will always be there. You can't depreciate it. But all the improvements upon the land, well, you can depreciate that. So let's keep the number simple, and let's just say that the improvements on the land are worth $100,000. The government, or specifically the IRS, allows you to depreciate the asset over 27 and a half years, despite the fact that it's actually appreciating in value. I know, it's an oxymoron, but the government's involved. That's just the way it is. So according to the IRS, the house lost $3,636 in value, which translates to a loss in your tax return. But we all know you also had income on this property, though, and you'll be claiming your positive cash flow as income. So you have an income of $4,800, but you have a phantom loss of $3,636. Because of depreciation, you made $4,800, but you're only paying taxes on $1,164. Now, let's expand this a little bit. Let's say you acquire just five properties making $4,800 a year each. That's $24,000 you're bringing into your household each year. And now, those same properties, all things equal, you know, for example's sake, get a phantom loss, a depreciation of $18,180, which means you will pay taxes only on $5,820 of the $24,000 you made in passive income. That is the power of passive income. And I'll tell you what, in multifamily, it gets even better. Multifamily is an incredible asset. I'm going to try and talk to you a little bit about a multifamily value play, just to give you an idea what the numbers look like. But in multifamily, there's a little thing called forced depreciation, and it's something that allows you to increase the valuation of your property, because in multifamily, instead of using competitive market analysis to determine what the value of a property is, you use a formula called net operating income divided by the capitalization rate gives you your value. Let's talk a little bit about multifamily. Let's say we've got a 50-unit apartment complex, and we can buy it for $800,000. It's going to need $200,000 with a rehab. We're going to need about $50,000 more in closing costs, so it's going to be about $20,000 down, which is going to be $200,000 plus the closing costs of $250,000. Now, let's say this 50-unit apartment complex has an income stream of about $300,000. It has expenses of $200,000, so your net operating income is $100,000. Your debt service is about $70,000 on that $800,000 loan, so your cash flow is about $30,000. I wish it was $300,000, but it's only $30,000. You want $300,000? Get a bigger property. Now, assuming that you have a cap rate of 10%, you take that net operating income of $100,000, you divide it by the 10%, and you get a valuation of $1 million. Now, let's just say you can increase the income of that property by 10%, so that your net operating income goes to $130,000, and use that same cap rate of 10%. You divide that $130,000 by that 10%, you now get a valuation of $1.3 million, which is a sweet, sweet thing. Now, here's the thing. You get the property up and running, you get it stabilized, you get everything repaired, it's all good to go. Like single family, you're going to go back to your conventional lender and you're going to say, okay, it's time to refinance this loan. So what I want to do is, I had an initial loan of $800,000. It cost me $250,000 out of pocket, but my cash flow was $30,000. So now what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go get a new loan against a $1.3 million valuation. The new loan will be $1,050,000. It's going to pay off that original loan of $800,000. It's going to give me tax-free cash back of $250,000. It's tax-free because it's a loan. It's not a sales transaction. The government doesn't care what we do with debt service on our property. You're still going to have equity of $250,000, and now you're only going to have cash flow of $40,000. But think about it. You put $250,000 into the deal originally. You're now taking $250,000 out of the deal. What are you going to do with that $250,000? You're going to go out and buy boats, jet skis? No, you're going to go do it again. And that's the compounding effect, folks. That's what gets this thing going. I'll tell you what, the map that we have is going to change your life, just like it changed my life, just like it changed the lives of the 40,000 members we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, we got to get you started. You've got to get started. What you need to do right now, write this down, is go to givemetotalfreedom.com. That's givemetotalfreedom.com. When you get there, you're going to notice that the price of membership is $740. Let me tell you what, that's a screaming price as it is. Okay, when you consider the value of the education you're getting, that's a screaming price. But what I want you to do is this. I want you to enter the promo code of Al. That's right, the promo code of Al, A-L. And when you do that, what's going to happen is we're going to melt that price of $740 down to $197. Why are we doing this? Because we know that you need to get educated. We know that, you know, there's a great opportunity for real estate investing on the horizon. And I'll tell you what, if you're going to jump on it, and you should, you need to be properly educated. Because if you're not, you're going to get slaughtered like sheep to the slaughter. You're going to get slaughtered, and we don't want that for you. So go to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com, enter the promo code of Al, get that wonderful price of $197. Get started on your adventure, because remember, everything we do is not for the money, but it's for the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.